The Celebration of Life Memorial Service was held for DMX this past Saturday. A monster truck carried Earl Simmons, of course, DMX, DMX's casket in a procession escorted by hundreds of Rough Riders motorcycle bikers to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. It was a two-hour service for friends and family. Kanye West's Sunday Service Choir performed. Of course, members of the Rough Riders were there. Eve was there, Swiss Beats. Nas was there, too. Nas starred in the movie Belly with DMX.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember Belly. DMX's children spoke at the memorial service, and we all saw on social media one of his younger daughters, Sonova, honored her late father and performed his song, Slippin'. So all we can say now is rest in power, rest in peace, DMX.
Yeah, all I saw over here was I saw clips mm-hmm. of the funeral procession. Mm-hmm. The casket in the big truck, and all
truck.
I mean, they had a string of bikes.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Swiss Beats kind of when he talked about loyalty and people being there for X when he was alive. You know, he was saying mm-hmm. everybody was here now, but he needed y'all. You know, when he was alive, and so he did a stern message about mm-hmm. loyalty and honoring people while they're still here and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a piece of that on social media.
You saw that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. In other sad hip hop news, on Friday, we were all shocked and saddened by the news that Shock G, one of the co-founders of Digital Underground, passed away. According to his father, yes, Tommy. According to his father, Edward Racker, the 57-year-old was found unresponsive in a hotel room in Tampa. The cause of death is still unclear at this point, and authorities are set to conduct an autopsy. The first person I thought of when I saw that was, of course, Tommy. It was like, man.
One of my favorites, man.
Yeah, I know.
That's your song. You know,
yeah, that's your favorite song.
I mean, that song came out in the 90s, mm-hmm. y'all. Humpty Dance. I think it was actually 1990. And it was, what'd you say, Junior?
I think it's 95.
You think it's
95? Prayer View at the Baby Dome doing the Humpty Dance.
Let me see you do it now.
I remember.
That's all I remember.
I remember, man. when he came over to Arsenio, people camped out because, you know, they would know a day in advance who was going to be on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, they camped out when that group came over there, man, just to see them.
Yeah.
I mean,
they loved him.
It was quite a shock.
Tupac was in that group. Tupac was in.
Digital
Underground. Mm-hmm. So. Man, we're losing a lot of people.
We really, really are, unexpectedly, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look up and one day they're just
gone.
Because
I'm about to ruin the image
and the style that you used to.
Mm-hmm. And he did that, for sure.
Boy?
Yeah.
What?
I look funny. But, yo, I'm making money, see?
But, yo, I'm making money, see?
Yeah.
I look funny now.
It was fun, though. That's hip hop. Was fun.
Oh yeah, it was fun. Exactly. That's a good point.
Hey, fat girl. Yeah, I called you fat.
Look at me. I'm skinny.
Never stop me from getting busy.
Yeah. Yeah, you will be missed. The music lives on, though. Man. That's a good thing about the music. Right?
Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. I look funny. But, yo, I'm making money, see.
Probably going to do that forever now.
Yes, absolutely. Rest in peace and condolences to his family. All right, Steve, time now for headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Oh, thank you very much, everybody. Good Monday morning, everyone. According to the Washington Post, get this, one of the experts that Derek Chauvin's lawyer used to claim that Derek Chauvin wasn't guilty of murdering George Floyd. Well, that doctor is under investigation. I told you a little bit about him a couple of weeks ago. Dr. David Fowler testified that carbon monoxide from an idling police car is what killed Mr. Floyd. And that testimony enraged hundreds of doctors, apparently, who signed on to a letter calling for an independent review of Fowler's Fowler's handling of in police custody deaths generally. Fowler, as I told you a couple of weeks ago, was born in the former Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe, and he was educated in apartheid-ruled South Africa. This guy ended up chief medical examiner of Maryland, overseeing a number of high-profile cases, including that of Freddie Gray, who died after a ride in a police van and where cops involved were exonerated. They say he might have done it before. Federal prosecutors are now considering more charges against Derek Chauvin over an incident that took place back in 2017 when a black teenager says Chauvin kneed him in the back, pressing down for 17 minutes, making it hard for him to barely breathe. Prosecutors say the video shows Chauvin striking an unarmed black teenager in the back of the head and then pinning him to the ground with his knee for about 17 minutes, ignoring complaints that the kid couldn't breathe. He eventually got up and no charges were ever filed against him. A North Carolina sheriff whose deputy shot and killed an unarmed black man last week says he'll petition for the release of body cam video of that shooting later on today. Elizabeth City Sheriff Tommy Wooten says that 42-year-old Andrew Brown Jr. was shot and killed by deputies as they attempted to serve a warrant last Wednesday.
We're following a process that protects the investigation to ensure fairness for all.
First responders are heard on radio traffic saying that Brown was shot in the back. The Brown family attorneys have been told that no weapons or drugs were found at the scene. Here we go again. A white woman has lost her job at a Virginia food bank after she went on a racist tirade against a black neighbor, using slurs and telling the woman that she was the wrong color, so she didn't qualify. Finally, a two-day memorial service was held over the weekend in New York City for Earl Simmons, better known as DMX. The ceremony was live-streamed on DMX's YouTube channel. As you would expect, the stars came out, among them hip-hop legends like Eve and Kanye West, Busta Rhymes, and DMX's old friend Jadakiss.
I seen a dog in all kind of different phases of his life. And anybody that's seen him in his last year or two, he was the happiest he ever was in life. You know what I mean? Dogs for life.
Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.